Now, we do have in studio a brilliant guest, and he has promised to make things fun and simple for me. I feel like my mum organized this interview because I'm terrible with money. In studio today is the managing director of Nabo Capital. E me han dico a pius, lakini ninasa pius.
Pius.
Yeah, pius. E me han dico pius mushiri, but you're pius mushiri. A man called Pius working in finance.
Mm-hmm. Investment.
Investment. Yeah. What is the difference?
Finance is a huge field. Even okay. Insurance is finance. So okay.
Investment is where to put money.
Or rather, I like putting it, I'm in the business of making people wealthy.
Bro, can I give you my number now?
You got it. Pius, all I can say is don't give her your number. She can give you her because your phone won't stop ringing.
Am I rich yet?
Yeah, exactly. Every 5 minutes. Now you're going to start us off with a little bit of a breakdown.
Yeah. Fantastic. First of all, let me make an observation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The richest 1% in the world, they own almost half of the global wealth.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's unfair.
It sounds unfair. But they've also, there is a theory that even if you distributed all the money evenly to everyone in the world, it will still go back to the same guys.
Okay, so you're going to have to explain that to us.
I'm going to explain that.
Yeah. Now, having said that, you say it's unfair.
Yes.
You say it's unfair because you're in the other 99%.
Yes.
If you're in that 1%, it would be very fair.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah. So how do you mean it goes back to them?
So there's a secret sauce, and I want us to explore that secret sauce at the end of this conversation.
Okay.
But let me start with a test. Okay. I know people don't like tests.
Maths.
I love them. Let's go.
So... you remember the program Money or the Box?
Yes, Omo Pick a Box.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one. Okay, so I give you 1 cent right now that doubles every day for 31 days. Mm-hmm. Or I give you 1 million shillings that, and you walk away. It doesn't double, it's just 1 million shillings. Which one would you pick?
1 million. I need quick.
And
I would
have to say the same thing. COVID's been tough, man. You know what
I mean? I think this is why we're broke. We're broke. We're fancy broke.
Yeah.
So the underlying question here is, what will be a cent worth in 31 days?
Right.
Give me a guess.
But it'll be a cent.
Give me a guess.
It'll be 31 times what a cent is.
No, it doubles. So it can't be 31 times. So tomorrow it's 2. That means Wednesday it's 4. Yeah.
So tomorrow is, a cent is 0.01 shilling. So tomorrow is going to be 0.02.
Right.
And then the day after, 0.04.
But it's not going to be as much as 1 million. I still want my 1 million, bro.
All right. Okay, let me give you a leakage. It's going to be more than 1 million.
How?
But how? Because he says so. That's what they do at Nabo Capital.
He's like the Oracle in the Matrix. It's because he said so.
It is what it is. Ah.
On the 31st day... Mm-hmm. It's going to be 21,474,836.47.
Can I change my answer? I want that one.
So that's simply by doubling it every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Right.
So, why do I like asking these questions? It's because every day we are faced with these choices. We choose today, or we choose 31 days from now. But there are 4 takeaways that I want us to take from this mm-hmm. particular example. The first one is the power of foresight. Investment is all about seeing the future, having a sneak preview of the future. Do you see the way runners, especially sprints, you sprint with, you win with only your nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just your nose. So investment is a zero-sum game. So some people win, some people lose.
Correct.
So the people who win are the ones who can see the future more clearer than others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the illustration.
Right.
People pick 1 million because they just can't be able to calculate beyond...
But it's human nature, isn't it, right? You're telling me... and forget the calculation, because you can get a scientific calculator and you can really figure out...
That absolutely.
But that person will also say, but I've got to wait 31 days. And mm-hmm. I can have 1 million. And that's human nature, and that's the problem.
Exactly.
That 1 million shillings, and let me tell you, 1 million shillings in this environment, that won't even last you 31 days.
but I think it's also human nature to question and distrust. Like, No one knows the future. I mean, if COVID's taught us anything, I don't know.
But
what's
I think that's
tomorrow.
Why that's why someone like Pius and Nabo exist, because exactly. you are probably, if I'm not wrong, yes. and what, from what I've read, you're helping yes. regular people,
yes.
that are not finance gurus or wizards,
exactly.
to understand mm-hmm. the potential mm-hmm. of what the future can bring. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we are trained to look at the history and look at the trends and start making some predictions. And that's why I said a sneak preview. It doesn't mean you know everything mm-hmm. about the future. All you need to know is about the direction of the future. Let me give an example. Jeff Bezos, mm-hmm. when internet came, he said, this is going to change the world. But he himself did not understand how it was going to change the world. So he put his bet behind the internet.
And look at him now.
Yeah.
You see, he is the richest man in the world, if I'm not mistaken, right?
He's the second richest man in the world. Musk is the richest.
I read that on I get all my financial news on Instagram. I got that on Instagram over the
Sweet.
Weekend.
Win. I think our moms definitely sorted this interview for us, because we definitely need it. Pius Mushiri from he's the managing director from Nabo Capital. I feel like you're a perfect blend of a finance investment guy.
Yeah.
Smushed together with a therapist. I love you already. Let's get some music going and we will be right back for Pius to organize our lives.
Lady Gaga with applause at 29 minutes past 8. Sports on the way in just a few minutes. We will be hearing more about that Man United result. Oh, yeah. I call it the Man United result because, no one's talking about how well Liverpool played. Everyone's talking about how poorly Man United played in that game. Anyway, as we are joined this morning by Pius Mushiri, the CEO of Nabo Capital, and we learn and chat about investing, about, you know, the fact that, you know, many of us, I would say, Pius, at this point in our lives have said, man, COVID has literally, and I'm sure you talk to people on a daily basis, multiple times, that had a war chest, a stash of cash before COVID, and now they've had to dip into their savings to survive over the course of the past 2 years. And as much as the curfew's been lifted, it doesn't change the fact that the economy's still suffering. There must be people who have come to you saying, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know, how do you deal with that? I mean, and probably clients of your own as well.
Yeah, indeed. The way I tend to look at it is, whenever you are in a crisis, you should not waste the crisis. It's a time to relook at what has led you to that particular crisis. And the biggest challenge that that most of us have is that we are either depend on our jobs or overly depend on our kiosks. I call them kiosks. When it's a business that you cannot go on a holiday for 6 weeks and it continues putting money in your bank account, then you're running a kiosk. So if you're in either of those two options, then you've really felt the pain of COVID. But look at the richest 1% that you were talking about at the beginning. They have continued to prosper even in this
period
of COVID.
It's very true, actually. In fact, they've gotten richer.
They've gotten richer. So, in fact, they've never been as rich as they are, as you're talking about, at this point in time. So, hey, you need to reposition yourself. Otherwise, another crisis is going to come. There are many crises ahead.
Mm.
It's a question of how prepared are we when that particular crisis comes. And there's a difference between, let me go to the secret sauce again.
Mm-hmm.
The richest folks, they tend to live off passive income. And the majority of us, we tend to live off active income,
mm-hmm.
meaning we've got to show up at our kiosk, we've got to show up at our jobs for us to be able to pay school fees, to do the things that we normally do on a day-to-day basis. That's living dangerously.
Mm-hmm.
Living dangerously. I live for Feliza. I don't know about you. 98.4 Capital FM, your best mix of music, your best mix of conversations. We'll be coming back with Pius Mashiri, Managing Director of Nabo Capital, and he's going to solve all of my problems, financial or otherwise.
I'm here.
She wants to be rich by 9 a.m., by the way. It's 28 minutes to 9.
I just love having someone in studio who's so calm and reassuring about cash, because cash is scary. Finances are scary, mm-hmm. especially when you're seeing like minus and you're getting messages. But Pius Mashiri,
you meet more and more people when you owe them money, they're like, "Don't M-Pesa." Like, why? Because it'll be chewed by my Feliza. You know what I mean? It's gotten bad.
100%. We have Pius Mashiri, the managing director of Nabo Capital, in studio with us. He's reassuring me and calming me because he's also a tutu fellow and a certified life coach. Do you have any time to sleep?
Of course, yes.
Of course, yes, Davina. I can do anything.
Because he makes most of his money while he's sleeping.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously.
You guys.
You got it right.
Now, Nabo Capital... Is it? I mean, it sounds really fancy,
mm-hmm.
and you have an iPad with a stylus. Is it for people like me who still think that they're 17 and they don't need to save, or can anyone come and like meet up with you and you'll help us with our lives?
No, as I said at the beginning, we are in the business of making people wealthy, and we don't discriminate.
So, because here's the question. Now, you know, you've got a lot of people. In their 30s and 40s, and I speak to a lot of people in that age group now who, you know, have their own businesses or were employed. So you call these kiosks. I mean, I work in one of the, in a business where if I leave for a week, I have to constantly be in touch. And I've heard what you said about your business should run without you.
I'm basically mom and boga.
Yeah. So you've got this situation where people are, you know, they maybe were able to put into different investment opportunities X amount every month. And then all of a sudden that's dropped, you know, significantly by half or more. You guys obviously are helping them with that advice, right? Is there any amount too small in your opinion?
Oh, let's go back to our illustration.
Okay.
Remember it was a million?
Yeah.
You take a million or you take a cent.
Okay.
Which one won?
Right. Yeah, fair enough.
The cent.
Fair enough.
It?
Yeah.
And that's what I call the power of small beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you have is enough to start your investment journey.
Okay.
I love this.
And how, I mean, I know you've got a couple more lessons you're going to share with us.
Yeah.
Give us number two now. You gave us one already.
So that's my lesson number two.
Is
power of small beginnings.
The power of small beginnings. Okay, great.
Exactly.
Now, how does it work? a client, prospective client, would come to you. How does it work?
So what basically happens, you come to us and we ask you, why are you investing? We believe in what we call investing with purpose. A lot of guys are just investing for the sake of investing.
Yeah.
And that's why when people are buying land, you end up buying land. When people are doing this, you do that. So there is really no purpose. It's just a hobby. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there is really nothing that you demand back. And most of us end up with dead assets. So we tend to ask people, why are you investing? And 9 out of 10 of our clients, by the way, they say that they're investing because of education, not even because of food and essentials.
Sheesh.
You know, it's so funny because my 2 investment plans that I have are for my 2 sons' college education.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's actually super expensive.
Yeah, but no, it's actually a fact, though. And I thought I've done a great thing, you know, because when I hit 18, I went to university in the States. Yes. My dad told me, right, you're on your own. Get a job if you want to graduate.
Yeah.
So I know what it took me 6 years to get a 4-year degree.
Yeah.
Because I was working a lot.
Exactly.
I don't want my kids to go through that. So I've done that bit. But you're talking about all of a sudden that person who's investing for education may not be able to pay his rent.
Exactly. Exactly, because education is what we regard as one of the biggest disruptors of life. And
you're talking, preach it to the choir, my friend.
Do you know what's crazy is that, like, I couldn't even think about having a baby here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, who's gonna pay that school fees? Like, there's just no way.
It's not a joke. Mm. It's not a joke. But let's go back to that issue, because that does make sense.
Mm.
So,
because you know, to send your child to a good school, forget university here in Kenya.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like university in the West, the cost, right? Mm. So obviously that is something you have to think about if you're going to have kids.
Exactly.
But you're talking about a longer vision.
So exactly. So when they come to us, they say, oh, I want to invest for education of my children. So we say, okay, how many children do you have? We go through all that question and answer thing. And then we have a background of exactly the problem. So we are like doctors.
Mm. Now we can forensic at that.
Now we can go into prescription. So we create an investment plan that is tailored for that particular individual.
What if I can't keep up with my putting the money in the piggy bank?
Oh,
are you going to call me and be like, Davina, you failed?
That's what I love about investment, because any money that you put in investment, it belongs to you. It does not belong to the investment firm. Unlike your insurance company.
Well, what do you get out of it? Yeah, apart I was going to say,
you're definitely not running a charity. So how do you guys, I mean, as the vehicle and the advisors of my money, how do you make money?
We only earn a fee, and it's a very small percentage. Right.
And is it off the investment?
It is off the returns of the investment. So if you make 12%,
I love him. Naba Capital's where it's at.
We pay ourselves.
Okay.
Can we call you?
So it's in you. So hold on. It's in your interest to make me a lot of money.
Yes.
Because it's a percentage of what I'm making.
It is in our interest to make you a lot of money, because that's what we do. That's what you pay us for.
But the way you've done it, it's a business model that's sound from both ends.
Yes.
Sound for me.
Yes.
Because I know
you're
not in the business of losing money out of your own pocket either.
No.
Right.
No.
So it makes sense. You're making me money, but at the same time, you're able to continue with the advice and the direction, because you're also sustaining your business. Mm. That's incredible.
And this is where it gets even more interesting. Even if I make 100% for you, my fee doesn't necessarily change.
Right.
So if you're paying me 1%, you just pay me 1%. 99% is still yours.
I love the fact that you've made it sound easy. What we're gonna do, Davina and I, we're gonna come and see you,
please,
because we can't. We're not allowed to discuss our salaries, because she'll feel really bad if I. You know, I'm an OG in the industry here. I'm joking. But it would be nice to come and see you and to track over the course of the next 2 years, 3 years down the road, and to track and see how it's working. I think it'll be a great exercise for us to do as well on air, is to say, and something we can discuss and have you back once in a while. Now, I know you've got a couple other lessons, and there's something you promised us in the beginning of the conversation. How does that, you were going to get to it at the end, but what you said was, even if the wealth was distributed evenly around the world, it would still end up in the pockets of the 1%. You're going to tell us about that at the end.
Yes.
Okay, give us another lesson. You've given us 2.
Yes. The third lesson is multiplication.
Oh, Lord.
The richest folks always demand their money to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's always a return. Remember, this cent was multiplying every day by 100%. And I don't mean that, you know, that's normal. I just give an extreme example. But money must work for you. A lot of us have money lying in the bank idle. So you find someone is planning to pay school fees. It's 3 million or 2 million. It's lying in the bank for a month. Even for one day is too expensive mm-hmm. for money to lie idle. So you've got to demand something back from your money. And that's where the game of multiplication.
So even if it's 5K, yes. if you multiply, correct. It's still more money than you had when you went to sleep. And that's what you mean by money working for you as you sleep.
It's a fundamental principle of investing. It must earn. And so, one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
You said something about debt.
Yeah.
Majority of us are going to the banks and borrowing at 13-14%. And then you're putting our money in investments which are earning us zero or less than 13 or 14%.
100.
So that's committing yourself to poverty.
Yeah, it's true. And the worst thing you can do, and I'll tell you this, I've never done it in my business, and I have a standing rule against it, is to borrow to pay off debt. I have a lot of people and a lot of colleagues of mine and friends who have done this in their businesses, and 9 times out of 10 that business has gone under.
Always a learning day here in studio. And stay tuned for a couple more lessons from Pius Mujiri and 98.4 Nabo Capital FM.
There we go.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
See what I did?
I like that's pretty good. It's 14 You're minutes welcome. To nine. Here's a great one for this conversation. It's Notorious B.I.G. featuring Puff Daddy and Mace. More money, more
yes,
problems.
It is.
It's 14 minutes to nine.
Tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels got blocked, who's mostly Gucci down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million sales for the love of luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PD, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. And then yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. Me die and see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball is stopped. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now, what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours? Valet me, this will be your day. We don't play, mess around, be on your way, cause it ain't enough time. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat downs fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah. DEA, federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Send holsters, girls on shoulders, playboy. I told ya, me and Mike to me, bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, wave them side to side, and kick your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player, please, lyrically, you see, B.I.G. be flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Hit my phone number, your man, I got to know. I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, Platinum Plus, like Fizzak, Dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass Pizzak.
Yeah. Your routine may be different now.
Breakfast with the Stars, yeah.
But you have Capital in the Morning weekdays on 98.4 Capital FM.
NABO Capital FM, as we are in studio with the managing director of NABO Capital, who is solving all our financial questions and concerns. Pius Mashiri, how do we find NABO Capital? How do we find you? How do we come and consult? And what do we need to come and find you and start our journey?
Actually, we are located at a very central location, International House. We are on the fifth floor. And you can also find us on our social media handles. We are quite active on all the handles. I will also leave my contacts with Farid and Davina, so feel free to share.
I might even come.
A little nervous.
No, I might even come across today. I got to be honest with you, because I really mean this. Now we spoke about it off air. The situation is very simple. What you're saying is, if you have 1 shilling or you have 1 million shillings. There's always an opportunity to make more money with that money. And, you know, COVID has taught us one thing. I always have this conversation with young people. I'm a recovering addict. And I speak to a lot of young recovering alcoholics and drug addicts. And I always say that you must look, as much as today is important, you must also think about what's going to happen tomorrow. And it's vitally important that we do that. COVID has taught me one thing. It's easier to live on less money. So I had a lot of wastage in the last, 10, 12 years. Because, you don't think. Now you're starting to think. That money can be made to work for you is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting.
So we've been learning a lot. Always a learning day here at Capital FM. What is our last lesson?
Oh, the power of time. Mm-hmm. The power of time. Remember, it was 31 days. Just let's assume Farid started on, was the fastest to get off the block. So he started immediately, 31 days. So to Farid, 24.5 million shillings to his name. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's assume Davina started the following day. You'd be worth 10.37 million.
Why, thank you, sir.
With 1 shilling.
If I delayed by 5 days, I'd be worth 671,000 shillings.
That's incredible.
Just look at the power of time.
And incredible how much you would lose by delaying by
1 day.
By delaying by one day.
So the one thing that I've learned about the richest folks, and we've hanged out with them, the likes of Chris Kirubi, they never slept on a good idea. It was always start now.
Yeah.
Start now. So there are a lot of guys who are listening to us right now. Some will want to think about this. But that emotion that they are feeling right now will disappear. And it may take 10 years for them to get that kind of feeling again. Mm-hmm. My challenge to anyone who's listening to us, start now.
Right.
Even if you have a shilling, find what you'll do with that 1 shilling, because it has value. It's what you do with it. It's not about how much you have. What you have is enough to get you started.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, there was something you started off by saying, Pius, which was the wealth of the world. So first you said 1% of the... No, how does
the
it?
Wealth of the world is concentrated in 1%
the richest 1% own almost half of the global wealth. Right.
And okay, so richest 1%, we're talking about the Elon Musks, the Jeff Bezos, these types of individuals.
Yes.
Now, if that wealth was distributed evenly around the world, it would still end up in their pockets. How does that work?
Oh, because again, one, they have a view of what is likely to happen in the future, so they are going to put their money, like today, people are talking about robotics, AI, all those things. Look at your top 10 richest guys. How many are in tech?
Yeah, it's so true.
So if you're investing in land and they are going into tech, think about 10 years from now, then that gap is only going to widen. So one is foresight. Two is just start now. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to move into action. But one very important thing that I want to say here, and I want people never to forget about it. To them, they don't look at the business as business. They look at it as an investment. Let me put it this way, Farid and Davina. Your job is your side hustle. Oof. And your investment is your core business.
Okay, there you go. That's
that's their mindset. Look at the late Dr. Chris Kirubi. He owned Hako, Capital, all these things. He didn't see himself as from the business side. He saw himself from the investment side. Mm-hmm. Investment was his core business.
That's so true.
Not the
That's
personal,
very true.
Shuri, thank you so much for sorting that out for us in our head. It is 98.4 Nabo Capital FM. If you want to find out more, you find them on social media or get hold of me. I'll give you his number. Also, as we go off air, you can explain to me, what does bullish foreign sentiment mean? I hear it every day in the business news. Good morning.
Bullish foreign sentiment.